There was deadly unrest in eastern Ukraine today as pro-Russia insurgents attacked a military checkpoint, killing 16 soldiers. In the town of Lysychansk, separatist rebels clashed with Ukrainian forces and exchanged mortar rounds and gunfire. The country's acting prime minister accused Russia of escalating the conflict and trying to disrupt Sunday's election. Chief Foreign Affairs correspondent Margaret Warner and her PBS NewsHour team is in Donetsk, where they witnessed the friction between separatists and election workers firsthand.
Donetsk region election official Evgeny Nasadyuk was giving a tour this morning of district offices ransacked by pro-Russia separatist forces in recent days when he responded to a jarring text message that his own headquarters office was being overrun that very moment. Sure enough, armed men from the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, or DPR, were seizing the building. They took computers and pulled election papers out of a safe. In a tense meeting with office head Ruslan Kudryavtsev, they said they were there to prevent pre-ballot fraud leading up to Sunday's presidential vote.
How can you live with this?
One DPR squad leader, Huria Vladimir, was unapologetic.
We are closing this polling station because we don't want these elections to happen.
Late today, we were told the DPR had arrested Ruslan and taken him away. Unarmed police guarding the post put up no resistance and said they don't know how they can possibly secure the actual voting places this Sunday either.
We are forbidden to say this, but we are the hostage of this situation. Can we defend anyone in this situation? Physically, we can't.
Separatists have now succeeded in closing more than half the Election Commission headquarters in the east, according to today's report by Russia's Interfax news agency. A crestfallen Nasadyuk said their operation is proving effective even among dedicated election staff, with many no longer showing up for work.
There's a lot at stake for all of Ukraine in Sunday's presidential election. Nothing less than a legally elected government in Kiev that Russian President Vladimir Putin won't be able so easily to dismiss as illegitimate. And getting enough voters participating from these eastern regions along the Russian border is critical to that.
The separatists held a hastily arranged independence referendum here 10 days ago and say that tens of thousands of voters in the two easternmost regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, had overwhelmingly voted to break away from Ukraine. This Sunday's presidential vote to replace the rump government in Kiev is the opportunity for those who want to remain part of Ukraine to let their voices be heard, like pensioner Lebedeva Galina.
I want to vote my desires. What's happening in my country now? It's a chaos. It's anarchy. I want to vote for a good chief, a good and honest man who will help people live better.
They're opposed by residents like Uli Borshov, who say they voted for independence and will boycott Sunday.
I won't vote because I think this upcoming election is not legal.
That's the argument made by separatist forces occupying the Donetsk government building, like Denis Pushilin, chair of the new Donetsk People's Republic Council.
We believe it is incorrect for what is now our neighboring country to conduct presidential elections here. These elections are planned by the Kiev pseudo-authorities, but we don't consider it proper if they go forward.
But when pressed whether it was his men shutting down election offices and warning people to stay away from the polls, he dodged.
People come and ask, can we shut down this commission? And we don't particularly resist. We don't forbid them from doing this. We don't stop them. And they go and close them.
So men who come in face masks and are armed, they're not working for you?
Well, I'm not ruling out that they may do this, but such orders were not given.
Whether ordered or not, the intimidation campaign appears to be having the intended effect on many voters here. Anatoly Volkov, a young petroleum engineer, said though he thinks the DPR is illegitimate, he will stay away this Sunday.
I will not go because I feel uneasy about that. It may be dangerous.
And why are you uneasy?
There are many threats and many rumors that there will be no election, and the Donetsk Republic has officially claimed since we are not part of Ukraine anymore, people should not go vote.
70-year-old retired chemistry professor Svetlana Antonova had originally wanted to be an election worker. Now she says she won't even vote because of the danger.
It's war here, and it is possible there will be people with automatic guns. I'm just a woman, and I'm scared.
Journalist blogger Denis Kazansky, who insisted on talking out of sight in the woods, thinks enough East Ukrainians will stay away to cast doubts on the legitimacy of the whole election.
What will be the consequences for Ukraine if this election can't go forward, as you predict, here in the East?
I guess this territory will be like a gray zone, like a failed state, and it will be like a such zone like Transnistria or Abkhazia between Ukraine and Russia, and it will be very bad for this region because all the industry will be stopped and it will be great economic crisis here.
The man appointed governor by Kiev to calm the Donetsk region is billionaire industrialist Sergei Taruta, whom we met in March in the building now occupied by separatists. Last night, a group of them were feeding an outdoor campfire with Ukrainian presidential election flyers. We found Taruta last night instead holed up in a local hotel. He said he expects more trouble in the days ahead.
They'll implement various scenarios. They'll frighten people who come to the polling stations. They'll threaten them. They will stage provocations so people won't come out, so that people will be afraid and stay away and not cast their vote.
He concedes two separatist-held cities in his region, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk, won't be able to hold voting inside the city limits.
In the rest of the cities, there are risks, but we will try to facilitate the vote in the rest of these areas.
But you can't protect 2,400 polling stations.
Yes, it's difficult, but we're obligated to do so. We have no other option. We will do everything possible to facilitate the elections.
Taruta does have some muscle backing him up. Ukrainian military units sent by Kiev have fanned out across the east with checkpoints like this one and targeted operations to narrow the separatist areas of control. And DPR leader Denis Pushilin seemed to be feeling the pressure last night.
The Kiev junta are facilitating criminal actions against our co-citizens. Our people are dying every day. Right now we are in a civil war. On our territory there are occupying forces.
Yet even if he and his allies manage to pull off the vote, Taruta fears the DPR won't give up unless Russian President Vladimir Putin gives a clear and convincing order.
No, they will attempt to continue existing regardless of the elections. So, after the vote, it will be necessary to hold a dialogue with them and call on them to give up their weapons and to respond to the demands of the protesters.
Pushilin said a dialogue is a non-starter.
The elections will not in any way resolve the situation. The People's Republic is already proclaimed. No one trusts Kiev here in this land.
The prospect of continued chaos and division dismays retired Professor Antonova.
I'm half Russian and half Ukrainian. I can't split myself into pieces. I don't like when Russians say bad things about Ukrainians or when Ukrainians say bad things about Russians. I want a president who will quiet such nationalistic conflicts. We need someone who can solve this conflict with wisdom.
Right now, here in eastern Ukraine, wisdom seems to be in short supply.